every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear me, O islands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will sing of your salvation. I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. I will sing of your salvation. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety, for you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. I will sing of your salvation. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb you are my strength. I will sing of your salvation. My mouth shall declare your justice day by day, your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present I proclaim your wondrous deeds. I will sing of your salvation. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hail to you, our King, obedient to the Father. You were led to your crucifixion like a gentle lamb to the slaughter. Glory and
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, Master, who is it? Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it. So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, What you are going to do, do quickly. Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money back, Jesus had told him, buy what we need for the feast, or do give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer, and you will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you. Simon Peter said to him, Master, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow me later. Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to invite you to reflect with me on the two themes, glory and humility, today. Glory and humility. Jesus said that now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify in himself, and he will glorify him at once. Glory. And it doesn't sound like Jesus is very humble here, huh? He's not, you go all out. I'm about to be glorified here. But the first reading is all about the servant of God, the humble servant of God. How is God glorified? Through the life of Jesus Christ, we learn of a very different understanding of humility and glory. Usually in the world today, you don't put these two qualities together, right? It's almost like the opposite. If you are glorified, or if the glory is the opposite of being humble. But no, the true glory and the true humility, they are the same thing in Scripture. I think it was Saint Bonaventure, a famous Franciscan. Saint Bonaventure was a contemporary of Saint Thomas Aquinas, I think, and they are equal in them in intellectual ability. But somehow in the church, St. Thomas Aquinas tends to get a lot more credit. But St. Bonaventure is up there, right, too. He's the one who coined the term the humility of God. What he meant is that God didn't have to send his son into the world to take on a human flesh. I mean, really bring himself down to the level of the humankind to save us. He didn't have to, but he did it out of love. He has to humble himself to be a human so that we can be raised up into the divinity that he planned for us. You know, I got this insight, I got this understanding one time when, you know, this long time ago, my dad was very frail. He's still alive, but at that time he was very frail. And one time when he, you know, he had some problem in the morning and he just fainted, really passed out. And I have to carry him from the bathroom back to his bed. Now, if you ever to carry someone when they are unconscious, all of a sudden that person is very heavy. You got the full weight of that person on yourself. The humility of Christ is that when he died, he allowed the people to, first of all, he carried the full weight of the consequences of sins. But the humility goes down even more when he allowed a disciple, John, to carry that weight of his whole body. You remember the scene? That take down the body, the dead body of Christ from the cross. And who was carrying that if not John and some other people helping too? At that moment, a human, a mere human person, a creature, was allowed to carry God. The one who can snap a finger and things will be created, and snap a finger and everything will disappear. Gazillion of stars and the universe and everything. That God allows a human to carry the glory of God, but in the most horrible way, death. You see, this is the humility of God. Not only take on our destiny, but also the consequence of our sin, but also allow us to join him in his glory. Very different from our own ideology about humility and glory. You know, as a young priest, well, I always say that, you know, a young priest, I'm not that young anymore, but as a less experienced priest, you know, I always look forward to hear the comments of people after a homily. "Oh, Father, your homily is so good," and here I have to try to be humble, you know. "Oh, no, it's nothing, you know, I just learned from that priest. And one time, one very experienced deacon and very close to me said, "Father, just say thank you and move on," you know. He read into my heart, you know, because the more you see things like that, the more you want to hear people praising you. You say, "Yeah, I know what you mean, deacon, thank you." Humility, a retreat master that the best way to practice humility is to say the truth all the time. Say the truth all the time. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. You know it. Really. Oh, you look so beautiful today. Oh, your baby is so cute. When the baby is crying and annoying the heck out of you in church, you say, oh, your baby is so cute, you know. Oh, you look so great today, and the hair messed up and everything, you know. It's trying to make people feel good. But all say the truth about ourselves. You know, today, man, you stay away from me because I'm not in the best condition right now. You know, when you say that, you reveal who you truly are, how you truly are. That's humility. Not the one who is always in control. See, I know you are annoying, but I'm in control. I'm better than you. I can accept your annoyances. No, say the truth. Stay with the truth. The truth is a way to move forward. The truth will set you free. And here you understand that. You understand the gospel story today. Where I am going, you just cannot go. Be left, because left alone to yourself, you just cannot do it. Your own salvation, your own passion and resurrection, you just cannot earn it. You cannot do anything to get it. You thought that you can do it, you can be good. Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times. The truth about our humankind is like that. Left alone to ourselves, we just cannot do anything. We may have the best intention in the world. But the moment that we accept that truth, we turn to God for help. That's true humility, and also in there is a true glory. We become glorified when we accept who we are, and by accepting who we truly are, we turn totally to God's help, and that's where God's glory is shared with our glory. John, he didn't have to do anything to receive that glory. He just stood there and received the weight. Wherever you and I are in our living situation right now, yeah, God asks us to just remain there, and he will allow the glory to happen to us as long as we trust him and remain there. Not on our own strength, but on his strength.